apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's Ephesians. That's the fourth chapter, and I'm reading on that 11th and 12th verses. Thank you so much, musicians, for playing. When I walk into God's house on a Sunday morning, I always walk in with expectation because I never really know what's going to happen. You can take that any way you want it. But I believe without a shadow of a doubt, there'll be things that God will reveal. There'll be things that God will share that will thrill your heart. As I was sitting here listening to Marnell and watching little Lucas out here, boy, he is just glued in. He is glued in on every note. When I came in today and we were getting things ready, and I was having one of those days where, you know, you get up in the morning and you just don't feel 100%. You ever? Oh, yeah. And somebody came up to me and said, you know, I was feeling bad today, but I still made it to come to church. That's what they told me. Said, I was feeling so bad that I started to bathe myself in Aspirin. Now, you know what that is? You know what that is? Back in the old days when I was young, they used Bengay. And I'm so glad they didn't bathe in Bengay, because you would have known exactly who this individual was, because everybody would have given him a little space out there. And I know sometimes you come in and sometimes you're not feeling 100%. Maybe it's raining a little bit outside. Maybe you came to church this morning without planning on going to one of our members' houses and removing the keys out of their door that they left in their door before they came to church today. But Gilbert, thank you, brother. And Vicky, thanks you. Well, they're somewhere. They're somewhere. Another prayer request in Mount Calvary. There are keys somewhere between Vicky's house and Mount Calvary Community Church. There's a set of keys. When you come to God's house and you're expecting something from Him, He will always answer that desire of your prayer. Walked in today and I saw some faces I hadn't seen in a while, and oh, my heart was just thrilled. And I'm just amazed about how God allows each one of us to do our part for Him. This is a message here with a purpose. Don't act surprised. It says here in this scripture and that He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. This week I heard a couple different phrases that kind of drew me to this scripture. It was a phrase that I heard, and I was talking to somebody and they asked me, and I just meant it, said, well, what do you do? What's your job? What do you do? And after we had a little conversation talking about church and talking about condominiums and they said, you know what? You wear a lot of hats. You ever heard that? You wear a lot of hats. And that kind of made me start to think. And then it said, another phrase that I heard this week, says you got to listen with more than your ears. You got to listen with more than your ears. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today and open our minds and hearts that receive that truth, each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Apostles, the ones sent forth to establish new work, new leaders. a prophet. A prophet speaks God's word to inspire, correct, and to motivate. An evangelist shares Christ with outsiders and trains others to do so. A pastor, one who shepherds, guides, guards God's people as they serve Him. And teachers. A teacher is one who trains God's people in the truth. And what a joy at Mount Calvary is that we have them all. And I want to tell you today that I feel like sometimes in my life that I have filled almost all of these little descriptions here. Because God will call you to do different things at different times in your life. Now you ask me, what is my purpose on this? And I'm going to give you a little insight. 2 weeks from now, not next week. Next week is what? Father's Day, right? Next week is Father's Day. I'll be here this Sunday next week, God willing. But the following Sunday, I am taking the wonderful family. We are going on a little sailing trip. I will not be here. Don't everybody say amen at all one time. I'm just giving you a little information. And I prayed and I thought about it. And I'm going, you know, we have different preachers we could get in. And what wonderful speakers we've had here. Why? I agree. We can invite somebody else to come in and fill this pulpit, but I thought to myself, you know, we've got folks right here at Mount Calvary that can fill not only my shoes, but can answer God's need for everyone within this congregation. So 2 weeks from now, I'm going to turn you loose. You're on your own. I have been talking to Hattie, and we're going to have her hopefully up here in the front, kind of Sonny and Cher are going to be grooving over here, she and Terry. We're going to have special music. I've talked to Marnell. He's going to be here in 2 weeks. Talked to Brother Harold back there. He's bringing his guitar in. And when he had that testimony this morning about sharing Don Hartzell, about songs from the heart, I felt like I was in that room listening myself. There's a phrase in God's work, and it's called lay ministers. Do you know what a lay minister is? It's simply someone who's usually not been to seminary, or it's just simply someone who's come into God's house, who's felt that God has placed it upon their heart to serve others in ministry works. And we got a whole church full of them. I know when that door opens on the side over here and those ladies come out in the morning, and I know that they've heard wonderful things from the teachers within this class. But trust me, each one of those ladies, when they come out, they could share with you what God has placed upon their hearts and what they receive from that classroom. I've always been moved here at Mount Calvary because I tell people it's your church. If there's somebody hurting, call them up. Go see them. You be a part of the ministry. It states here within this bit of scripture, and it kind of reads them off about the prophets, evangelists over here, the pastors, teachers. But then it says this unique little statement. It says they are placed there simply for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And that's why I have a problem with the Bible sometimes, because it makes a statement like that, and when you read it out, it goes, or I say in my heart, go, could you make it a little simpler for me? Simply said, every believer in Christ is a minister. It talks about them by using this word saints. Once God has come in and cleansed your heart, removed your sins, this open Bible that I'm reading from, it refers to you as saints. Now, with some of you, that's a little hard pill to swallow. Yeah, Yeah. Because sometimes we look at our own selves and we know that so many times that, and I'm the one most guilty of this, so many times that I have not acted, responded in the way that I believe that God would wanted me to have. But I'm still here to tell you today that no matter how good you've been, no matter how bad you've been, it doesn't change the way that God loves you. He sent His Son to die upon a cross and to wipe away your sins. So many times we get feeling guilty, and so many times, you know, people have such a struggle with forgiving themselves. And I believe you got to believe what the Word says. You're a saint. Not because of anything that you have done other than say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Yesterday I had the opportunity to go to a birthday party. Gay Shane celebrated her 80th birthday. Now, she's not here today. That's why I'm sharing that. Okay? But she wouldn't be too upset, because when I went to the door there, they had a big old sign. I thought it would say Gay Shane's birthday, but it said no. It said Gay Shane's 80th birthday. So if any of this gets back to Gay, just tell her that I was reading the sign. That's all I did. And Eleanor and Dorothy, both of them there, I would say there was probably, 40 people, 45 so in that room. And Gay Shane stood up and introduced every individual in that room by name. I was impressed. I call my family members by the wrong names. I grew up in a household knowing that when somebody looked at you, you were spoken to whether or not the name you were called was your own name. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. So I went to her and I said, Gay, you really impressed me. She said, I'm just having a good day. I'm having a good day. I believe that every believer is a minister. And we've been given talents. We've been given talents that you see up front, but also we've been given talents throughout this congregation. And that is for one reason. That's this phrase that says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? The church. The reason that you're here is to build the church. I don't know what your reason. I don't know what things you're going through today. I don't know what aches and pains you're having. I don't know what you've bathed in. I don't know all these things that are going on. I don't know what things that you're upon your mind. I don't know what things are troubling your heart. But I believe that your purpose to come into God's house is to worship how great thou art. Amen. Amen. It's to be here with fellow believers. And to edify or to lift up one another. Claudia was sending me text, and finally she sent me a little picture. I'll tell you one thing. I believe it takes courage to walk in sometimes when, let's say, you don't look quite as beautiful as you always do. But trust me today, Claudia, when you walked in, you looked the most beautiful to me that I've seen you. Amen? Amen. Amen. She says, don't worry. Things could have been a lot worse. When people talk about trees falling on houses and going through storms. The house that I have down in Fredericksburg, we had a little, I call it a twister, people called it a microburst. I never heard the term microburst until I had one. I don't know. As I get older, I'm learning about things, the ratios, microbursts, and all like this. Winter storms, names. Trust me, I had one. And being the kind of guy I am, I went out there and measured the tree. It was a poplar. And it was 145 foot tall. And it came right through a pole barn that I had down the lower part. Right down through the middle of... And it did a work. And I go, well, I've got some work to do. But then word got back to the church. And that following Saturday morning, there was about 14 church members down in Fredericksburg. Brother Tommy Freeman from the church down the road, when he showed up, I'm kind of thinking to myself and scratching my head. I'm going, now, what is Tommy going to do? He said, brother, I'm here to sharpen your chainsaw so that you're not going to slow down in your work. And that's what he did. So many church members showed up. They actually brought food. I love a church member brings food. And together, they took a task that I was not looking forward to. And it was all done. Kevin Brown called, and we had a truck there. We were able to take some of the parts of the tree, put it in there, haul it off. Just people were just going out of their way to help one another. Now, this is what you are. I don't know why God has given us this place here on the corner. Every time I come in, I look around at the walls and I enjoy the knots on this pretty pine paneling here. I thank God for the talent that I've heard within this church, for some of the greatest singers that I've ever heard in my life. But most of all, I thank him for allowing you to be the ministers that God has called you to be. So now in 2 weeks, you got a challenge. We're going to find out whether you like Hattie or not. Are you getting nervous already, Hattie? She says, I don't have to give a sermon, do I? I said, no, although I've talked to Bob and he told me that you have plenty in reserve. All I want you to do is just move as God leads you. Just when something is placed upon your heart, don't be afraid, church, to speak up and say, let me tell you what God did for me this week. And I believe that he will use it for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and God, you've made it a special Sunday, and we thank you for that. We know outside the rain's falling and it's not so pretty, but Heavenly Father, you've given us a warm, sweet spirit within this congregation. Heavenly Father, challenge us as individuals to do those things that you place upon our hearts. Challenge us to be the servants that you'd have us to be. And God, once again, we lift up each one of those prayer requests that were mentioned earlier. Thinking about Brother Joe Klein, thinking about Don Hartzell, thinking about Alice, thinking about just Herbie over there in Janet, just so many people that simply need a touch from you. Heavenly Father, you bring the healing. Now, God, give us safe traveling mercies and be your will. Bring us back to your house to sing praises unto you again. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.